Drew?
Good morning. I've been trying to read your speech, but these benighted Republican papers won't carry hardly any of it.
Well, didn't you hear it?
No, I've been traveling on the plane. I'm out in North Dakota.
Well, I'll be damned. A great author like you and you run off and do that. You disappoint me.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm out here campaigning for you.
Did you hear what was said? You don't even know what's in it, do you?
I heard you got a tremendous amount of applause.
I got 81 applauses in 2,900 words. It was a 25-minute speech. It took 41 because of the applauses. And the biggest one, after the introduction and the ovation, was we intend to bury no one, and we do not intend to be buried.
Good.
Did you ever hear anything like that?
I think that's wonderful.
Now don't go home and go bragging to your grandson.
I'm not bragging to anyone except about you.
Well, anyway, I said we will be prepared for the worst and constantly acting for the best. We will string us strong enough to win a war, and we must be wise enough to prevent one.
So that's wonderful.
We shall neither act as aggressors nor tolerate acts of aggression. We intend to bury no one, and we do not intend to be buried. We can fight if we must, as we fought before, but we pray that we'll never have to fight again.
That's terrific. Well, I knew it'd be a damn good speech, and I tried to get out here in time to hear it.
Well,
but I was on the plane.
Thanks much.
Thank
you a lot, and call me when you get back.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Right.